Welcome to the Mind-Muscle Connection Podcast, a show that is dedicated to educating you on applying science-based training, nutrition, and mindset strategies from some of the top minds in the industry to help you build a leaner, stronger, and more confident self. I'm your host, Jeff Hain. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Mind Muscle Connection Podcast. Today is a solo episode and I have a topic I want to dive into. So that topic is five important questions to ask yourself before your next fat loss diet. Before I dive into that, I just want to go over a few ways that you can help support the podcast. So first, if you have found this podcast to be helpful or you've learned anything from it, if you could leave a rating and review, that will help, you know, more people find this podcast as well. Next, I have, if you want to follow me on Instagram, JeffH91_, that's where I'm most active and put out the most content. And you can ask me any questions there and whatnot. Next, I have my email list. And with that, I send out about 4 emails a week. If you're somebody that's not a fan of social media, that can be a way to stay up to date on the content without having to get on social media or anything like that. And then any offers or anything like that that I have, you will be the first to hear about as part of my email list. Lastly, I have my one-on-one online coaching service. And with that, I hope you build some muscle and lose some body fat and really just get a better understanding of how your body works. You know, we'll look at your biofeedback. If you're into labs, you know, we'll look at your labs. And again, just figuring out how your body works and strategies that work specifically for you and that are going to be something that you can do long-term as well too. And like I said, there's always at least one or two things outside of There's always one to two things that are bottlenecks from you seeing results, whether that's within your training, whether that's within your nutrition, your lifestyle, whatever it may be. And by having a coach and with my program, that is what we work on there with that. So if you are interested in that and you just want to look better in your swimsuit moving forward for the summer, there's a link in the show notes, or you can reach out and we can chat about your goals in a little bit more detail. So that's it for now. So let's dive into the topic. So what I want to talk about today are 5 important questions to ask yourself before your next diet. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, again, this is a time of year and just in general, right? A lot of people decide to cut some weight, whether that be from, you know, maybe ate a little bit too much during the holidays, or you're just ready to take on a new challenge for the year, or you've just been maybe out of a fat loss diet for a period of time, or you just want to start one in general, right? Maybe it has nothing to do with any of those things. Either way, too many people make the mistake of going into it with no game plan and not looking into the future, right? It's like, hey, I want to cut weight or I want to drop weight. I'm just going to start doing that on Monday. There's not ever this kind of like questioning of things going into it, right? And so this is obviously something that I do with clients before they start working with me, but then obviously before we get into a fat loss diet, these are things that we're also considering. Okay. Because I think again, too many people just go straight into it and then, you know, maybe they're not in the best position to lose body fat at this time because of these things I'm about to go over. So, you know, make sure, you know, you ask yourself these 5 questions. So first we have recent diet history. Okay. And so, you know, if you're somebody that over the last couple months, you've tried to diet multiple times with little to no success, or, okay, so that's the first thing, right? If you're somebody that's kind of tried it multiple times, no success, you know, we want to ask ourselves that, we want to look into that. Or maybe you've lost a significant amount of weight in the last 3 to 6 months and haven't practiced maintaining that weight loss yet, right? So it's like, oh, hey, I've lost like 30 plus pounds. I want to keep losing more. I need to lose this next part. You know, I want to keep fat loss dieting, right? It's like, we need to know these things and these are important. Okay. Because if you fall into either one of these, then you need to take some time away from trying to fat loss diet and instead focus on building your body up and working on improving habits/behaviors. A calorie deficit is a stressor and it takes time to recover from that. A physical calorie deficit, right? Like if you actually are in a calorie deficit, you've lost a lot of weight. Like you do at some point need to take some time away from fat loss dieting and, or even mentally, right? Where, you know, maybe you have actually lost the weight you wanted to see mentally and physically, you need to recover. But if you're somebody that has tried to fat loss diet multiple times recently with no success, mentally, you need to take a break as well too. If you're constantly in a calorie deficit or trying to elicit a calorie deficit, you will be fighting an uphill battle. Okay. So with online clients, we work in fat loss phases of about 8 to 16 weeks and then take a break and come back. But also again, if a new client comes to me and they fall within this, again, we're going to take a period of time to build their body up. You know, not necessarily gain weight, but we're going to take some time here to improve habits. And again, just get them away from trying to fat loss diet. You know, when looking at these things, you need to look at basically, you know, how often you've dieted in the last year, you know, how long you were doing that, how long you were in a deficit, how large that deficit was. You know, these are some important things for you to look at in this process here with this. So again, we want to look at your recent diet history. If you've tried a diet multiple times lately, you do need to be careful with partaking in another fat loss attempt. Again, maybe for you, it's taking your, if you're somebody that has had no success, it's taking your mindset and again, changing some things so that way you don't continue to run into the same issue. Now, obviously, if you were to hop on my program, you would have a better, likely your methods would be better. You would listen to your body more and you would have an understanding of, you know, basically you would work with your body rather than against it too. I mean, that's going to play a big role, but either way, improving your behaviors, habits, things like that are going to be at the top of the priority list before going right back into another fat loss diet. But again, if you've lost a lot of weight recently, you do need to take some time practicing maintaining that before continuing to lose more weight. So first thing we want to look at is recent diet history. Okay, so ask yourself that. Next, you want to look at your stress levels. Like I talked about, a calorie deficit is a stressor on your body. If you're already highly stressed, this is only going to add another one to the list. And so a lot of people tend to think of training stress and everyday stress as separate, but the body doesn't know the difference. And training stress, I would say, again, is you listing a calorie deficit, right? That is something that you're trying to do. So again, that's just another stressor on the body. People try to separate lifestyle stress from training stress, but it all falls under the same bucket. So if you have a stressful time at work or changing jobs, you're getting married, maybe you're getting divorced, you have some newborns, you have a busy time at school, then this probably isn't the best time for you to run a fat loss phase. So you need to look ahead and have a general idea of, hey, is this the best time for me to do this? Now, just because all the stress is going to make sticking to the calorie deficit very challenging. Part of it is because when we are stressed, our body's food preferences change towards calorie dense and highly palatable foods. And so that can just makes it a lot tougher to maintain that calorie deficit. And saying this, I think with this, you know, you need to walk that fine line. And I think this is, again, having, a skilled coach help you here with this to determine if this is the best time for you or not. Because I do think you need to walk that fine line of like, there's never going to be a perfect time to fat loss diet. But again, if you are just had a baby, it's like, okay, fat loss dieting probably isn't the best thing for you right now. You need to just maintain good habits, maybe work on those habits. So that way in the future, your fat loss phase will be better, right? But again, maybe you have a busy time at school and it's like, okay, you know what? This isn't too bad. I can still diet during this period of time. But look, if you're, in some of these other things that are going on, it's like, adding another stressor might not be best for you. And I think it's also how you handle stress as well. Some people they have a low threshold for how much stress they can handle. And so for that person, again, adding something else on top of it might not be a great idea. So again, I think there's a little bit about, knowing yourself and how you handle things. But again, also I think having a coach that knows what they're doing to help you figure out, hey, do we want to push limits here or is it better to work on this, right? And I think that can be helpful. But the big thing here, either way, look ahead, what does the next 8 to 16 weeks look like for you? And is that the best time for you to fat loss diet? So again, on the same kind of line of thinking is question three is events coming up. If you have a lot of events coming up over the next 6 to 16 weeks, whatever you want to do for your fat loss diet, like exams, vacations, parties, et cetera, then it might be time to wait to start that fat loss diet. Again, just like with the stress, this is highly individual, but for most people, dieting through these things is a nightmare and it usually ends in them falling off the wagon for longer than they want, right? They end up getting that kind of all or nothing thinking. So, be careful. But again, this doesn't mean you don't focus on anything during this period of time. You can still improve your habits and lift as this will make future dieting phases easier to manage during this period of time. So, don't just be like, oh, hey, I can't fat loss diet, so I'm not going to do anything. We still want to make sure that we're still maintaining good habits and building on our current habits. And this will help make future fat loss phases easier. I think a lot of times when people hear they don't have to fat loss diet or they're not going to fat loss diet, it again, it goes back to this all or nothing thinking where it's like, I'm not fat loss dieting, so I don't have to do anything. And you're not helping yourself out now and in the future. Diet breaks or maintenance phases or building phases, it's not like you're not making progress. You still are. It's just, for the future, right? Rather than like this immediate feedback, which ultimately is what I feel like fat loss dieting is. It's ultimately this kind of immediate feedback. And that's what people want, to know if they're doing the right thing or not. Whereas like everything else, I feel like is more of an investment into your future. So, it can be a little bit tougher to see that progress. During this period of time, though, sometimes what we'll do, what I'll do for clients is utilize things like diet breaks and refeed. So, we're working with a client, we want to set up a fat loss diet, and they have a vacation or two, like within that 8 to 16 week timeframe. We might set up like a 2 week diet break or something like that, where we take 2 weeks or a week or so at a little bit of a higher caloric intake, focus more on maintaining. And sometimes that can be a nice little refresher, moving forward. So that is one thing that we'll look at there with clients and potentially use this in this situation. And just like with the stress, you want to find that fine line. Is this, am I just making excuses or do I really need to just maybe focus on better habits, building my body up rather than fat loss dieting? And again, having a coach there to help you with that can be super helpful. Question four is, what's your dieting skill, right? If you have gone on many crash diets in the past where you see your weight come off quick and then come back on plus more, or you have an all or nothing mindset towards food and fitness, then another fat loss diet probably isn't for you right at this moment, okay? Instead, you need to focus on these behaviors and habits first and improving those. The mental side of fat loss is huge and cannot be taken lightly, and you don't want to overlook that. I mean, it's massive. If you struggle with these things, improving your relationship with food fitness should be priority number one, but also building better nutrition habits. And in these scenarios, just working on these behaviors and habits ends up resulting in weight loss for people and just an improvement in your look anyway. So you need to ask yourself this. Am I somebody that has tried to diet multiple times in the past and I keep doing this and it doesn't work? Is you just trying to do another fat loss diet going to help the situation, or do we need to look at how we approach things and, your mindset towards it and your behaviors, right? So look at your current dieting skill. I think, again, this is a very underrated aspect of fat loss dieting. It's that your skill is super important, and, just like anything, it's a skill, right? Or just like anything, you can get better at it. And so, the skill of dieting is a big part of really what I try to work on with clients, right? We're obviously, our number one goal is results and getting results, but improving skills of training, of dieting, of your mindset, like these are all things that we work on with clients to help them get better. And this will help you in the future, right? Not, again, it's going to help you now, but it'll also help you again in the future too. So improving your skill and, seeing what your current dieting skill is. And again, if you've gone on crash diets, maybe you've seen your weight come off, come back, and it's come back on again. Your dieting skill is not there, and you need to work on that. Question five is going to be, how is your sleep? If you get terrible sleep, or you're going to have time where sleep will be terrible, think like a new job, newborn, etc., and doing a fat loss phase during this time isn't going to be the best for you. You'd be much better off focusing on good habits and making the best out of your situation. And then when this time passes, you can look into a fat loss diet. Not to mention poor sleep can cause you to lose lean body mass when you're in a calorie deficit. And so this is going to hurt your body composition, right? You're going to look worse over time because you're losing weight, but you're also losing lean body mass, which means that process on the way down is going to be very challenging. You're going to be faced with more hunger, and then you're also going to be faced with more hunger when you're outside of the fat loss diet, out of the calorie deficit. And this is where I think a lot of people get themselves into trouble, right? They lose lean body mass, hunger increases, and then it's just, once you regain, it's really hard to maintain that weight loss. And then any weight you do regain, especially if you kind of completely fall off the wagon, is going to be mostly body fat. Unless you're lifting weights, then we can shift some of that weight gain to more muscle. But lack of sleep also leads to an increase in caloric intake, right? Probably just from increased snacking. You're up a little bit more, you just have more time to eat. So you're, more opportunity to eat more. But either way, Poor sleep is likely to lead to higher levels of hunger and cravings, which isn't going to be great for fat loss. So, you know, we need to look at your sleep too. That's a big limiting factor there. So those are the five questions that you need to ask yourself before you start your next fat loss diet. Look into these things. If any of these are off, you definitely need to work on improving these things first before just, you know, kind of like I said, I think the shotgun approach to fat loss dieting, where it's just like, oh, hey, I need to lose weight or body fat, or I want to look better, time to go and lose weight, and no like game plan with anything, right? So make sure you ask these questions before you fat loss diet. These are all things that we go over with clients beforehand, you know, to make sure they're in a good spot to lose body fat. But either way, even if you decide you can't do a fat loss phase, that still doesn't mean you can't improve your overall habits, behaviors. You can still train, you can still get your steps in, right? And these are all things that are going to help you in the future as well. So that's it for this episode. Let me know if you guys have any questions on it. And I will chat with you guys next week or next time.
Thank you for listening. If you want more free content like this, follow me on Instagram at jeffh91_ or visit jhhealth.net. See you next time.